After disembarking from the Oosterdam and a brief orientation, the group of about 50 volunteers began wading through a pile of coveralls at the Ketchikan Youth Initiative headquarters.
Look at that, celebrity cruises.
They're crew members.
They're awesome.
The volunteers happily zipped into donated crew uniforms with name patches such as Juan and Oscar and got to work clearing out the KYI building under the leadership of Bobby McCreary.
We're taking advantage of this group while they're here. They're finishing insulation and stuff, but we're taking all the stuff out and we'll put back in what we really want. And then the rest will have a, you know, take it or make a donation kind of thing. So this is wonderful because it takes the numbers of people. Can't do it otherwise. And they're coming ready to work. Isn't it exciting?
Paige Edberg and Sydney Wallace, both 20 and from Orange County, California, cut insulation for the bare basement walls.
I don't know what it sounds like, but it looks like we're cutting through fat. I don't know, that's just what I compare it to. Like if a plastic surgeon was doing liposuction, that's what I feel like. It's kind of satisfying. It's a good feeling.
Edberg and Wallace say they've been best friends since age 2 and do almost everything together, including a Caribbean cruise with a mission 6 months ago.
We were on a cruise, so it was like kind of like vacation as well. And then we got to do a mission where like on the side. Every port that we stopped at, we were able to like help out the community in whatever way they needed. It was just like a good feeling to like have to help people that really needed it.
Other projects in Ketchikan included cutting down alder trees at Pioneer Heights Senior Housing and clearing brush off the side of the creek behind the skate park. Project leader Joss Govars says since he was young, the spot on the creek with thick foliage has been a place to brew trouble.
Right now, there's probably at least 4 or 5 liquor bottles. And I don't think that that's healthy environment for the kids. So the thought process was if we make it so that you could see everything from the bridge downstream, that chances are there'll be less hoodlums hanging out in that little point. So we're clearing everything down, as low as we can get it, in the hopes that next year it'll be a little bit easier to clear.
Within about an hour and a half, Govars had to make his first run to the dump.
Finding good help is a difficult thing, especially free labor, they just came off the ship and boy, they're ready to work. I'm ecstatic. This is more than what I was expecting so far, and we've still got another couple of hours to go.
The volunteers finished early, which left time for some more typical activities, such as sightseeing and shopping. Mission Director Vern Bird says you can get a lot done in 6 hours, and the one-day mission trips combine the benefits of traveling to new places with giving back.
People can get together. You're on a boat. You can eat as much as you want, or you can sleep. But you can have fun off ship at the mission projects.
The group also hosts Christian programming aboard the ship in the evening. Bird says occasionally other passengers attend their programs and sometimes even choose to accompany them off ship to volunteer. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.